It is November 1st, 2012, day one of the Virginia Film Festival. We are set up here in the Main Street Arena where people can come in and pick up tickets and pick up schedules to come see films for the next 4 days. And I'm sitting across from Jody Kilbasa, the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. So this is the 25th anniversary of the Virginia Film Festival.
It is the 25th anniversary of Virginia Film Festival, and you've been a part of a lot of those, maybe most of them over the years. Is that correct?
I've been hanging around for about 20 years.
Oh, there you go. So this is my fourth.
That's right.
You have seniority. That'll buy you at least one movie ticket, Sean.
Oh, that's great. Well, and just, you know what? I want to raise.
All right, too.
So we've got day one. We've got films starting tonight at 6. We've got industry professionals coming into town. To whom have you spoken already this morning?
To whom have I? Well, I think the most important conversation I've had this morning happened at 8 a.m. when Wes Harris, our associate programmer and production coordinator, came in and told me that there was a courier on the plane with our opening night film headed down here. And the fact that he was on the plane was getting ready to taxi out of an airport in New York on the heels, of course, Hurricane Sandy, gave me a great sense of comfort. Because, you know, it's conceivable, given the circumstances with New York airports being shut down and the Amtrak service being delayed or disrupted, that we might not get some films. I think that we're past that. I think we're going to be okay. But nonetheless, that's been a major concern of mine all week leading into the festival, and not exactly what a festival director wants to be concerned about several hours out before the 25th anniversary opening night film.
Right. For the historical record, for anyone who's listening to this not in 2012, Sandy was the great hurricane that came roaring up the eastern seaboard and flooded great portions of New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania, and as I understand, is still sort of spinning out there somewhere.
That's correct.
And we were fortunate not to have been hit too hard, but it could have a serious impact on guests coming in, on films coming in, because Amtrak was shut down, airports were shut down. So today is opening day of the festival. We have a big opening film tonight. So talk about the opening film.
Well, the opening film is a film called Not Fade Away, and it is produced by the advisory board chair of the Virginia Film Festival, Mark Johnson, who has been involved with the festival from the advent. 25 years ago, the Virginia Film Festival screened Diner, which Mark Johnson produced. The next year, he was asked to join the advisory board, and he has now been the long-serving chair of our advisory board. And he's coming in with Not Fade Away that he produced, along with Stephen Van Zandt. It features Stephen Van Zandt's music.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Steve was just here with Bruce Springsteen about a little over a week ago, here in Charlottesville. And it is a David Chase film. It is his feature directorial debut. And, of course, David Chase was the creator of The Sopranos. So it's auspicious just in that alone. And it was also the centerpiece of this year's prestigious New York Film Festival, which happened just a couple weeks ago. So we're thrilled to be able. We feel it's very fitting to open with a Mark Johnson-produced film for our 25th anniversary. So we're thrilled to open with this. Of course, it stars James Gandolfini.
Also of The Sopranos.
And an emerging, incredible talent in a young John Magaro. And I've seen him in a couple of other films. And most recently, a Josh Radner directed and starred film called Liberal Arts, which has just been released. He's a brilliant young actor. And, of course, this is all about an emerging band in the 1960s. And Gandolfini plays a father who's not too excited about his son launching this band. And it's a little bit of a father-son relationship and an emerging journey for this son. So we're excited to be able to screen it here. And, you know, I might add that the last couple of years at the Virginia Film Festival, we've established, in a sense, a kind of double opener.
Double opener,
which is with the official opening night film is Not Fade Away, but immediately following the Paramount Theater, we have something I'm very excited about as well, a screening of The Man with the Iron Fists, which is produced by Quentin Tarantino, directed by RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan, and get this, it's a kung fu action adventure pick set in medieval China that just happens to star Russell Crowe. I can't imagine what Russell Crowe is doing in medieval China, but nonetheless, along with Lucy Liu and Pam Grier. So you can imagine, I have not seen this film, but I've read the hype about it. Sure. We were thrilled just to get it at the last minute, to have it at the Virginia Film Festival. It's screening at 10:30 tonight at the Paramount Theater, and it should be a lot of fun. To put this in context, 2 years ago we screened Black Swan and followed it up with 127 Hours, and then last year The Descendants, followed up by Martha Marcy May Marlene.
Right.
And all of them sold out. So we're hoping to repeat that this year. We're in a larger venue, the Paramount Theater, but nonetheless, there's a lot of buzz out there about both of these
films. And
are
these films sold out yet? Can people still come by and get tickets?
We're getting very close of them, but there's still tickets available.
All right. Well, thank you, Jody. You've got a very busy 4 or 5 days ahead of you. Appreciate you taking the time to come by, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk to you again in a day or two after some of this is already rolled
I look forward to that. And Sean, thanks so much for all that you do for the Virginia Film Festival and for being a part of it for the last 20 or so years. Thanks very much.
It's always a great pleasure, Jody. See you soon.